Hello and welcome to a SearchOracle.com podcast. This is Mark Fontecchio, news editor at SearchOracle.com, and today we're going to be talking about Oracle OpenWorld. The conference runs September 19th to the 23rd at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. There will be more than 1,800 sessions, 400 partner exhibits, and almost 400 Oracle demos. Needless to say, it's a big show. So with us today to talk about it is Floyd Teeter. Floyd is the Vice President of the Oracle Applications User Group and is a well-known expert in the Oracle Applications space. Welcome, Floyd.
Thank you. Wow, I'm an expert? I don't know. I'll try to live up to that. but happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So let's just start by telling me what your impressions and expectations are for Oracle OpenWorld next month.
Fusion application. I think this is where the story finally comes out. We'll hear about when general availability will begin. We'll see dedicated breakout workshops or sessions for each of the product suites in version 1.0. So to me, OpenWorld is all about Fusion applications this year.
Great. So the end of the hype around Fusion. So tell me, from being around the industry, is that what most of the Oracle application users out there are thinking about? Is Fusion? What's going on with it?
Absolutely. What you've seen is a lot of customers who unfortunately have been frozen by fear of the unknown over the last couple of years. And that fear has impacted their ability to plan forward. It's impacted their willingness to even upgrade on the applications they already own. So I think that this particular open world will remove that fear factor. We'll have more information about when they're going to be released. What do they look like? What do they do? What's in for functionality? What's out? And I think customers have been chomping at the bit for this for a while.
So one question about that, Oracle puts a lot under the umbrella of Fusion. So when you're talking about Fusion applications, what in particular are you thinking of or are thinking about?
Strictly the apps as opposed to the middleware, the development tools, the database tools. So we're talking about things like financials, human capital management, project portfolio management. Those are the applications that face the end users. That's what we're talking about.
So what is one session that you'll definitely be attending at OpenWorld?
Golly. I wish I could pick just one. I will definitely be attending the OAUG Fusion Council panel on Sunday afternoon. Not only because I'll probably be sitting there as a panelist, but even were I not, that is the one session I would make sure to get to, because that's where you'll get an overview of what's going to happen during the week. I will definitely be spending some time with the session that Steve Miranda is conducting on the general overview of Fusion applications. And the other thing I'll be doing is watching very closely the track for the e-business suite and the Apps Unlimited products, because I suspect now that with all the with the fear factor out of the customer marketplace or leaving the customer marketplace, those messages of upgrade will have more traction with customers.
Okay, great. Yeah, like you said, it's obviously a big show with the estimates at about 1,800 different sessions. So that can be overwhelming probably even for someone who's been there quite a few times. So what do you suggest for someone who's been there for, who's going there for the first time?
Zero in on what you want to learn about. You're absolutely right. There are 1,800 plus sessions. You cannot take it all in. So it's just not humanly possible. So the trick is to say, I'm an e-business customer, or I'm an Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition customer, or I'm a PeopleSoft or JDE customer, or strictly a database person, and focus in on the tracks that make sense for what you're using now and what you plan to go to in the immediate future. One of the very best things about going to Open World is the chance to learn about Oracle's future direction. What's coming next? So that's really one of your big takeaways. Focus on what you've got. Focus on where you're immediately planning to go next. And that's what you follow.
Okay, great. So one final question I wanted to ask you is just a question around the Sun acquisition back in earlier this year, and how successful you think the Sun acquisition has been for Oracle to this point, either from an applications perspective or just a general perspective.
I think it's been pretty good so far, but it's really too soon to tell. Sun is such a big entity for Oracle to wrap its arms around. I don't think we'll be able to pass judgment on how successful the Sun acquisition was for another 3 to 5 years. Oracle is very, very good at incorporating their acquisitions into their culture and into their organization. We've seen it before, but this is a behemoth. It'll take a while for the results to hit and for us to know what really happened.
Okay, great. I think that just about covers it. So thanks again, Floyd, for talking to us.
Happy to do it. I just really enjoy these sessions that we get together, where we get together and talk about Open World. I'm excited. I can't wait for it.
Great. Sounds good. I think that pretty much covers it. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Mark Fontecchio, and thanks for listening to the SearchOracle.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark.